We can only imagine that holy night really happened. And what it would have been like 2,000 plus years ago. It always seems so peaceful to me. You know, the peaceful image of a nativity scene, a creche. You got Mary there, you got Joseph, you've got a little baby Jesus, and the cows are lowing, whatever lowing is. Our cows always mooed. The reality of the situation is that here's a teenage girl who's pregnant by someone who's not her fiancé and not her husband. She's pregnant by the Holy Spirit. But then she travels pregnant, real pregnant, with Joseph to Bethlehem. She's 9 months pregnant. Now I want you to picture this. I don't know whether you ever thought of this or not, but she's 9 months pregnant and travels somewhere between 80 and 100 miles on the back of a donkey. Can you imagine? And then they get to Bethlehem and there's no place to stay. There's no inn, there's no hotel, there's no friends that they can stay with. And so they went into what scholars believe was a rock outcropping or a cave, we would call it. It wasn't like the scene that we remember where they were in this nice warm stable and everything looks nice and perfect and peaceful. It was probably just a rock outcropping where animals were kept for shelter. So she's giving birth in the very worst possible environment that you can imagine. It's not sterile. There's no epidural. I mean, imagine that taking place in this chaos. After a 100-mile donkey ride, nonetheless, and being in a dirty cave somewhere. Certainly doesn't feel much like, oh, holy night, does it? In the song, Oh Holy Night, there's a phrase I want us to really focus in on today. And here's my hope that from now on, whenever you sing this song, you remember this phrase, that it's going to jump out to you. And it's going to give this carol deeper meaning for you. This may be why it's one of my favorites, even though it may not be one of John's favorites. This is the phrase we're going to look at. It says, a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. And then it continues, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Now, if there's two words that accurately describe our world today, I think it's those two words, weary world. Weary world. There's so many people that I run into who are overwhelmed. There's so much anxiety. People are struggling financially, having relationship problems, dealing with sickness, having problems with their kids. People who are ultimately just stressed out, stressed to the hilt. It seems like there's so many people out there who are just fighting to keep their heads above water. That's why I think so many people can relate to this small phrase from the middle of the carol, weary world. But what I love about this song, I really love about this song, is that it also says there's a thrill of hope. In other words, in the midst of chaos of that holy night, in the midst of discouragement of a weary world, there's a thrill of hope that maybe, just maybe, for those who put their faith in God, for those who for centuries hoped the Messiah would come and would be born, and everything would be different. Everything would be better. That just maybe there's a thrill of hope that all of a sudden Jesus is born and the weary world rejoices. Now, I've prayed to God for you this week that if there is any weary world in your soul right now, that you would experience today a thrill of hope. That inside your weary world, you would find the faith to rejoice in. Because even in the midst of chaos of your darkest night, there's a new and glorious morn that's coming. And so during today's message, I want you to think about that holy night. But I want you to think about the next morning when the sun comes up and the Savior has been born. The new and glorious morn. And how everything is different. Because with Jesus, He changes everything. Absolutely everything. Now, I want to take you back to the Old Testament to about 586 BC, the book of Lamentations. You see, Jerusalem had fallen to the Babylonians and the Israelite people were devastated. Many of them had been slaughtered. It's the darkest of nights. And the prophet Jeremiah, who's writing Lamentations, he's lamenting. He's complaining. He's hurting along with everyone else. But in Lamentations chapter 3, in the middle of that weary world of his, in the middle of the darkest of dark nights, Jeremiah moves to this moment of hope. Look at Lamentations 3:20. It says, "I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss." Many of you might be there now. Verse 21, in the middle of this dark night, says, "Yet I still dare to what? To hope when I remember this." So, there's something he remembers that gives him hope, isn't there? And verse 22 tells us what he remembers. "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." That's what Jeremiah remembered. And that ties back to the song that we sang, "O Holy Night," a new and glorious morn. And in verse 24, it goes on to say, "I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to those who search for Him. So it is good to wait for salvation from the Lord." And today I hope to show you how Jesus can bring you hope. even when it feels like your world is completely covered in darkness. And I want to do it by sharing with you four steps that you can take. Even when things seem the darkest and the most hopeless, so that you can experience a new day of hope with Jesus. So, to experience a new day of hope with Jesus, first of all, remember God's faithful love. Remember His faithful love. Our theme today for Advent is love, God's faithful love. Remembering God's love is so powerful. It brings you hope. It reminds you that this isn't the end where we are right now, that a new morning is coming. Lamentations 3:21 again says, "Yet I still dare to hope when I remember." When I remember this, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I hope you have experienced that at some point in your life. There's nothing quite like His mercies are new every morning. And Jeremiah remembers that God loves him. He remembers that God is faithful, has been and will be, that God will always be there, and that God truly cares about him. And he remembers that God always does what God says He's going to do. He always does. If He says He's going to do it, it's going to happen. The first thing you need to do is stop and remember. I know that God is there. I know it because I've seen Him work around me. I've seen Him work in my own life, and I've seen Him work in the lives of others. I remember that God loves me. I remember that the same way He sees me through the tough time, He's going to see me through this dark time also, no matter how dark it is. Always remember that with Jesus, there's always coming a new morning. And so when you feel trapped in the darkness of the night in the middle of your weary world, begin to remember who God is and remember His love and His faithfulness. Secondly, to experience a new day of hope with Jesus, trust God to provide exactly what you need. Trust Him. Sometimes even though it's not exactly what you want, you have to trust as you're going through that dark time. That time that seems to have no end. You have to trust that God is providing you with exactly what it is that you need. Exactly when you need it. Lamentations 3:24 says, "I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him." Jeremiah is saying here, God, You are exactly, even in the middle of this dark night, You are exactly what I need today. You're exactly what I need today. And the good news is, God is not only here today, God is in tomorrow. Remember, He's here and He's there. He's already and He's not yet. Not only does God have what you need today, He already has what you're going to need tomorrow for whatever tomorrow brings. He sees it, but we don't. If your marriage is struggling, He's already in tomorrow. And you'll have everything that you need for your marriage then. If you're weak, God is already in tomorrow. And He's going to have the strength you need because His strength is perfect in your weakness. If you feel like you've lost your way, God is already in tomorrow, and He has a plan and a path to get you to where you need to be. And if you feel down or depressed, God is already in tomorrow. And you know what? He is your joy. He's the one that's going to lift your head. Because a new day with Jesus brings exactly what you need. And what you need is God. The presence of God. His strength, His power, His perseverance, His goodness. And to experience a new day of hope with Jesus, trust that God is going to give you exactly what you need for today. Number three, to experience a new day of hope with Jesus, depend on God for the hope to keep going. This is that thrill of hope that we sing about in O Holy Night. The thrill of hope in the midst of the weary world. The thrill of hope when all we can see is darkness. The belief that there is a new morning coming, even in the midst of chaos of the night. Lamentations 3:25 says, "The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to those who search for Him." Now, as human beings, it's been proven that we can live for close to 40 days without food. Some of us can't miss a meal. But we can live up to 40 days without food. We can survive for close to 8 days without water. We can even live for close to 4 minutes without oxygen. But there's one thing, as human beings, that we cannot live without. And that's hope. That's hope. For some of you, you're not really living. Because in some way or another, you've given up hope. Somewhere along the way, something happened to you, and you lost your hope. And now you're struggling to find something that you can place your hope in. And we often put our hope in exactly the wrong things, don't we? That country song says, "Looking for love in all the wrong places." Some people will put their hope in the stock market. But that's a really risky thing to put your hope in, isn't it? Some people put their hope in their job. But you do that, and you may get laid off or let down. Some people put their hope in another person, and they may or may not come through for you when the chips are down. When we put our hope in the wrong people or the wrong things, we end up every time hopeless. We become weary. Look at Hebrews 10:23. "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise." He's going to do what He says He's going to do. He says, grab hope. Grab hold of hope that we have in Jesus, and don't let go of it, whatever. The challenge is, we often let go of the hope we have in Jesus, and we grab onto fear. or we grab on to anxiety, or we grab on to worry, we grab on to this weary world, and then we go down with it. And we let go of God's truth, and we hold on to the lies of the evil one. Lies. Lies. That this night that we're in the middle of, the lie that it's going to last forever, the lie that the morning is never going to come. You'll never see daylight. And with Jesus in your life, the morning always comes. I can't tell you how many people I've had conversations with where something happened and they gave up hope. They lost their career and they gave up hope. They lost their marriage and they gave up hope. They lost a loved one and they gave up hope. They got cancer and they gave up hope. They lost their money and they gave up hope. They gave up hope because they put their hope in something that wasn't reliable, in something that could be taken away from them. And now it's gone. And because it's gone, so is their hope. And I tell them, if right now you can put your hope in Jesus Christ, if you can just hold on to Jesus through the weariness of this night, I promise you, there's a new day coming. The sun will come up. And this night will not last forever. That's His promise, not mine. It's a weary world. But in the weariness, there's a thrill of hope. That we can rejoice as a world. Because with Jesus, there's a new day coming. And He gives us the hope so that we can keep going. So remember this, to experience a new day of hope with Jesus, you're in the middle of this weary world. You're in the middle of this dark night. Remember God's faithful love. Trust God to provide exactly what you need. Depend on God for the hope to keep going. And finally, to experience a new day of hope with Jesus, wait on God for the help you're seeking. Sometimes there's nothing you can do but wait for God. Wait for the sun to come up. And I don't know about you, but for me, waiting is the hardest thing, isn't it? Lamentations 3:26 says, "So it is good to wait." Good to wait. Doesn't feel good to me. But sometimes He says, it's all you can do. You have to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. Some of you here today need salvation for your soul. Today you need to say yes to Jesus. You need to be forgiven. You need to be sure today before you leave that you're going to spend eternity with God in heaven. And some of you are already a follower of Jesus. You have a personal relationship with God. And what you need today is not salvation for your soul, but you need salvation from a dark night. You need salvation from the weary world that's pulling you under. You need to be saved from a really difficult situation that you're going through right now. Let me tell you, it's amazing the difference that just one day with Jesus can make. It's amazing. And I can't overstate that. One day with Jesus changes everything. No matter who you are, no matter how hard your heart has become. In the New Testament, there's this guy named Lazarus, dead in the grave for 4 days. The King James Version of the Bible says, he stinketh. Now you know you're dead when the Bible says, you stinketh. So he's been dead for 4 days. They had all given up hope. Jesus comes, they roll away the stone, and Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth. He raises Lazarus from the dead. And if Lazarus could be here today, you know what he would say? He would say, it's amazing the difference that just one day with Jesus can make. There was a woman with severe bleeding problems for 12 years. I mean, can you imagine the humiliation and the pain? How she was segregated from all the other people? The daily struggle? She wasn't allowed to go worship in the temple. And then one day, she just touches the hem of Jesus' garment. And 12 years of sickness go away just like that. And if she was here today, you know what she would say? It's amazing the difference that just one day with Jesus can make. One man had been unable to walk for 38 years since the time he was born. He laid beside a pool every day, just waiting for a miracle that never came. And Jesus walks up to him and he says, pick up your mat and follow me. And he walks for the first time. And if he could be here today, you know what he would say? It's amazing the difference that just one day with Jesus can make. There's two things that all of them had in common. They were in the middle of the darkest night, and they were in a weary world. But one encounter with Jesus will change everything. One encounter with Jesus will change everything. There's someone here, I don't know who it is, who needs to hear this today. You're in the weary world, but there's a thrill of hope coming. There's a new and glorious morn coming for you. You look at your marriage and you say, this marriage is never going to be what it should be. But I'm here to tell you, it's amazing the difference that just one day with Jesus will make. You look at your life. You look at your career. You look at your relationships. You're not where you wanted to be in life. You're not where you hope to be someday in life. You're lost. You feel like a disappointment to everyone around you. And you're discouraged. But I'm telling you, it's amazing the difference that just one day with Jesus can make. Some of you feel like there's no room in the end. The baby's coming and there's no epidural for you. And all of a sudden, in the middle of darkness, in the middle of your weary world, you're reminded that because Jesus was born, you can have hope even in the middle of the darkest night. Because a new day with Christ brings exactly what you need. It may not bring you what you want, but it will bring you exactly what you need. Romans 13:11 says this. This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. The time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Now read that last sentence with me out loud. Can you? Are you ready? Go. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. How about that? How about that? The night is almost gone. The day will soon be here. The night is almost gone. The day will soon be here. The night is almost gone. The day will soon be here. Say it with me. The night is almost gone. The day will soon be here. Your darkness is nearly over because the sun is going to rise. Your darkness is nearly over because the Son of God has already risen. For some of you, that's for the salvation of your soul. For others, it's a salvation from a dark night in your life. The night is almost over. The day is coming. Would you bow your heads with me right now? And let's pray. Are you in a dark night right now? For some people, I know Christmas can be the darkest time when you're dealing with illness or a financial crisis or a family fight, or you're all by yourself and you're dealing with a broken relationship. It's tough. And Christmas seems to bring that toughness out. Right now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you know that you're in the middle of a dark night and you need prayer, would you just lift your hand right beside your head? You don't have to raise it high, just right beside your head. Any of you? Any of you? Thank you. If you're in the middle of that, thank you for raising your hands. And I want to pray for you. Some of you need hope. Some of you need help right now. You need people who will be present for you. Right now, God, I want to pray for those hands that were just raised. Those who were in the dark night, God. May they not let go. May they not give up hope. Maybe they've been holding on to the lies of the evil one, that this night is going to last forever. God, help them to hold on to you. And to know that when our faith is in you, the morning is always going to come. And I pray that that morning comes sooner rather than later. Now I'd like to pray for those of you who maybe need salvation for your souls. It's interesting with O Holy Night that a non-Christian wrote this song, the author of the hymn. He knew the story about Jesus' birth, but he didn't know Jesus. And that means that you can know about Jesus, but not really know him. And maybe that's you and you're here today. Maybe you've tried everything you can to find meaning, but all you've found is emptiness. Maybe you grew up believing in God and you thought, I'll be a good person. I'll live a good life. But that doesn't get you to God. That doesn't get you to heaven. You're just stuck in the middle of this weary world. If you walked in today without that real relationship with Jesus, and if you want that salvation today, every head is bowed, every eye is closed. If you want that salvation today, would you be so bold as to raise your hand if you need that salvation for your soul? If today is that day. God, thank you for them. Father, I want to pray for those who've just raised their hands, who are right now, they want a real relationship with you. And as I pray, just pray this prayer that I'm praying. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe that you give hope. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to follow you. Come into my life so that I can have a relationship with you, so that I can know God, so that I can know beyond the shadow of a doubt that my eternity is secure with you. And Father, we thank you that even in the darkest of nights, we can have hope, the thrill of hope, because with Jesus Christ, we know that the morning is coming. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And if you were one of those people who raised your hands for either one of those things, close to the service, come up here and talk to me. I'd love to talk with you a little further.